This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. We're going to begin this program with a sixth grader named Victoria Fang. She is 11 years old. She attends Montgomery Lower Middle School. She won the America Protégé Music Competition and performed at Carnegie Hall when she was just 7 years old. And at the age of 9, she was accepted into the Juilliard School's pre-college program, and she currently studies with Mati Reikalio and Hanbo Liu. We're going to hear Victoria Fang play the Rondo Finale from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Opus 13, known as the Pathetique Sonata. Let's listen. Thank you. music of Beethoven, the Rondo Finale from the Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Opus 13, commonly known as the Pathetique Sonata. The pianist was Victoria Fang. Our next pianist is Michelle Ng. She is from Sayreville, New Jersey. She's 14 years old and studies piano with Chutzi Lin. Michelle was the first prize winner in the New Jersey Music Teachers Association Composer Commission competition. She has performed at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall on several occasions, and apparently she's something of a movie buff. She has recorded, especially for this program, Chopin's Waltz in A flat major, Opus 34, No. 1. Let's listen to Michelle Ng.
Thank you.
pianist Michelle Ing playing the waltz in A flat major, opus 34, number 1 by Frédéric Chopin. The next composition is one of my very favorite by Robert Schumann. It's the intermezzo from his piano suite, whose title translates into English as Carnival Jest from Vienna. I do not dare try the German pronunciation. I think it's Pfaff something Stück of aus Wien. I don't have that in front of me, and my German is absolutely pathetic. The pianist will be the 14-year-old Sophie Zhang, and I'm going to tell you more about her after we hear her play Schumann's intermezzo. The intermezzo from Robert Schumann's Carnival Jest from Vienna. That was performed by a 14-year-old pianist named Sophie Zhang. She's from Princeton, New Jersey, where she attends Princeton Day School. She studies with Chu Ling Lin, and she also plays the violin, and she happens to share two of my hobbies, which are cooking and playing tennis. You know, I came from a tennis-playing family where everybody played tennis, my brothers, my mom, and my dad. But I learned how to cook on my own when I was a young adult because my mother was the world's worst cook. She couldn't cook to save her life, but she was a brilliant poet and teacher, and I think that was much more important. Anyway, you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuzhou Wang, Art Tatum, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway's Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys. In addition to featuring some of the area's up-and-coming keyboard talents, I often like to include recordings by young pianists who would later grow up to be working professionals, and many of whom would become quite well known. In 1982, a 13-year-old pianist from Greece, whose name was Dimitri Siguris, created quite a stir. He appeared all over the world with major orchestras and conductors, and at 14, he made his debut recording for the EMI label. Dimitri Siguris is now 49 years old, and he has long pursued a busy international career, not just as a pianist, but also as a teacher and as a cultural ambassador. Although his artistry has certainly matured and evolved over the course of his career, as one would expect, there's still something quite exciting about this debut recording that he made in 1983. And we're going to sample it now. We're going to hear Music of Brahms, the first book of the Paganini Variations, Opus 35. The Paganini Variations of Brahms make extraordinary demands on a pianist's technique, musicianship, and stamina. And you're going to hear just how effortless this music was for the 14-year-old Dimitri Siguris. Let's listen to him play the Brahms Paganini Variations, Book 1. Thank you. music of Johannes Brahms, Variations on a Theme of Paganini, Book 1, performed by the Greek pianist Dimitri Sigouros. That was a recording made in 1983 when this pianist was 14 years old. I don't believe that it ever came out on CD, certainly not in the United States, and this is a transfer from a good vinyl copy that I was able to get hold of, especially for this program. Moving on, we have another student of Chu Ling Lin. He is a pianist named Vishal Raman. He is 17 years old, and he's been playing and performing since the age of 5. He won first place in the Princeton Festival Piano Competition and the Steinway Society of Cherry Hill competition. He's performed at Lincoln Center and Carnegie Hall, and he's also a serious student of math and physics. We're going to hear Vishal Raman perform music from the Iberia Suite by Isaac Albéniz. This is a movement called Triana. Thank you. music of Albéniz from the Iberia Suite, we heard Triana, performed by Vishal Raman, who is a 17-year-old student of Chu Ling Lin. Our next pianist is Alyssa Zhu, who is 13 years old, and she's an eighth grader at New Jersey's Community Middle School. She studies with Ingrid Clarfield, and she has participated in a number of competitions, as well as performing at Carnegie Hall. She enjoys math, reading, playing video games, and she likes to collect stuffed animal penguins, and obviously, she also likes to practice, as you will hear in her performance of Sergei Prokofiev's Suggestion Diabolique. Music of Sergei Prokofiev, the Suggestion Diabolique, written in 1908, and we heard it performed by the 13-year-old pianist Alyssa Zhu in a recording that she made especially for Kids on Keys. This program, by the way, is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community and provides instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions, such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education, teaching and technical seminars, and all kinds of events that are aimed at musical enrichment. And that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. We have some more music by Prokofiev next, with a pianist that we featured last September on Kids on Keys. His name is Christopher Pan, and he also is a student of Chu-Tsi Lin. He won first prize at the New Jersey Music Teachers Association Composer Commission competition, and he has performed at Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall. We're going to hear Christopher Pan play a selection of Prokofiev's delightful miniatures, the Vision Fugitive, Opus 22, music of Prokofiev.
Thank you.
have just been listening to a selection of pieces from the Vasion Fugitive, Opus 22, by Sergei Prokofiev. The pianist was Christopher Pan. Our final selection features another pianist who is returning to Kids on Keys this month, Sherwin Pan. We heard him play Prokofiev's music, in fact, back in September, and now we will hear him play one of Franz Liszt's most challenging etudes, called Mazeppa, from the 12 Transcendental Etudes. This is pianist Sherwin Pan.
Thank you.
We just heard Franz Liszt's Mazeppa, performed by Sherwin Pan. He's a pianist who's 17 years old. He studies with Chu-Tsi Lin. And we have a lot of students of Chu-Tsi Lin this week, in fact. Sherwin Pan won the 2017 New York Debut Young Musicians Piano Competition, and he recently toured Russia playing concertos, and he also played Mozart with the Baroque Orchestra of New Jersey fairly recently. You have been listening to Kids on Keys this past hour. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. The live recordings heard on this program come to you courtesy of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, December 1st at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, www.wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, their love of music, and their hard work with listeners all over the world. Until next time, this is Jed Distler, and please be well and please be kind. Thanks so much for listening.